This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. From what we know, ousted Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is alive this morning. As a political and constitutional crisis unfolds in Egypt, that country's state TV is reporting that the 84-year-old Mubarak had suffered cardiac arrest and a stroke in prison. He was moved to a military hospital last night where he's said to be unconscious and in critical condition. Meanwhile, Egyptians are still gathered in Tahrir Square protesting moves by the interim military government to seize power. For more, we turned to NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who is in Cairo. Good morning, Soraya.
Good morning, Renee.
And bring us up to date, or up to the minute almost, you might say, here on Mubarak. He's been in prison, but what's his condition now?
Well, he was actually in a prison hospital, so he's never really seen the inside of the cell since he went there on June 2nd. But at the moment, it's still very confusing about what his condition is. The reports range from that he's unconscious but in very critical condition, to that he's in a coma, to that, as you mentioned, that he suffered cardiac arrest and had to be defibrillated, and that he suffered either one or two strokes last night, which is what apparently prompted this medical crisis. He's now being cared for at a military hospital in the southern Cairo neighborhood of Mahdi. All the media are camped out outside that hospital, and we are just waiting for updates. But it seems that at this point, he is in very critical condition.
And give us more of a sense of the context in which all of this is happening.
Well, on June 2nd, he was sentenced to life in prison for his involvement with the deaths of protesters during last year's revolution that ousted him. And while he was not directly found guilty of murder, he was found guilty of not preventing it from happening. And so he was sent to prison, almost immediately on the way, in fact, during the transfer, he started developing these health problems. First, it was his heart, then he was, you know, I mean, it was just a variety of things that were being mentioned. And many here felt this was an attempt by Mubarak's family and defense team to sort of give the military generals a way to be able to move him to a more comfortable place. And that, in fact, never happened, at least until last night. Now it seems there really is a medical crisis and that he is in very, very bad shape.
Soraya, as I mentioned, this comes in a larger political and constitutional context. Bring us up to date on that as of this morning.
Well, we're still waiting to hear the official results of the presidential runoff that was held last weekend. Two candidates are claiming victory at this stage. One is the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, and the second is former Mubarak Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq. And it seems that there have been a lot of allegations of fraud and ballot tampering and the like that could really sway this election either way. So it's a really tense time. On top of that, you have the ruling generals saying that they will share power in some areas with whoever the new president is, making it clear that even though they're leaving June 30th, they're not really leaving.
Sharing means holding power for themselves.
Yes, they're calling it sharing, but basically what it amounts to is that they get to control their own affairs and they even have to sign off on any declaration of war.
And is there any sense that Mubarak's return to the news and his possible demise could impact either those election results or the military's actions?
Well, it could potentially delay the announcement if he, in fact, dies right around the time that the Presidential Election Commission is planning to do its official announcement at a press conference. But there is also a lot of concern that the news of this is being used to sort of continue delaying declaring a victor and dealing with the issue of having dissolved parliament, which is another thing that happened last week. And so it could be really problematic. I mean, people in Tahrir Square, I should mention, last night, the reaction was mixed when they heard that Mubarak was sick. I mean, while many were like, it's about time, you know, let him go, others were like, is this an attempt by the military to yet bamboozle the democratic process more?
Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson speaking to us from Cairo.